This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Last week, KUOW reported that the U.S. Department of Agriculture is on a salmon buying spree. The government is buying 5 times more canned pink salmon than usual. You might wonder why. Well, it's doing that to keep the price of salmon from falling too low. That supports fishermen and it supports the canneries. Then the salmon is sent to food banks where it supports the hungry. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph also learned that just getting the cans to the food bank isn't always enough. Hi, Carolyn.
Hi, Ross.
So why wouldn't it be enough just to stock the shelves with this free canned salmon?
Because the cans I saw in the warehouses all needed a can opener to open, and some people don't have one. They don't want to carry one. That's because they have to carry everything they own. They live on the street. I went to a food bank here in the University District with just such a person. This is Christopher Klo back in 2012.
Well, the only things that are going to do me any good here are if they have a pop top. Because I try to have as few possessions as possible. This shelf pretty much doesn't work for me very well. I see peanut butter. Again, I don't want to get like meat unless it has a pop top.
You know, Carolyn, I see lots of things in cans that do have pop tops. Why not cans of salmon?
Because a pop top actually lowers the shelf life.
Oh.
The feds say a regular can will still be good after 5 years, but a pop top's life is around 2. Now, people in the industry don't agree with that, but they do say a pop top is heavier, so it's unnecessary. But not for Chris Klo, who doesn't have a can opener and doesn't want to carry one.
So how big a problem is this, Carolyn?
Well, at the University District Food Bank, they say it is a problem. About 15% of the people who use it are homeless, and a lot of them have the same issue as Chris Klo. There is a solution, a military can opener called the P-38. Here's the food bank's assistant director, Bill Lowy.
P-38 is a small can opener by any surplus store. I think they're about 50 cents, and they fold up, and they'll last forever as long as you don't bend them too hard. And the downside about the P-38 is it's so small. It's so easily lost. So that's really like, so it opens your can and it gets lost. It's literally not much bigger than a penny. We'll go through them pretty quickly.
Perfect. An inexpensive, portable can opener sounds like the problem's solved.
Not exactly. They're always getting lost, and the food bank has to make a special trip to the Army surplus store in Belltown to buy them, which they don't often have the time to do. So they're always running out. They're never enough.
So no P-38 can opener, no salmon, and also no to a lot of other canned foods, it sounds like. Carolyn Adolph, thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is The Record on KUOW.